Thank you all you to be here today. So my name is Paul Le Guen de Carnaison. Today I'm speaking about the Linux Foundation Energy CPaaS project, and more specially about the SV Trace tools, which are latency analysis tools that we develop during 2024 year in the context of virtualized networking platforms. So first, I'm working at a company which is called Savoirfaire Linux. So we are a company which are experts in libre and free and open source technologies, and we are based in Canada and Europe. And we are mainly working on a project which is called CPaaS, which is a project of the Linux Foundation Energy. So quickly, what is the CPaaS project? I will not take too much time in it. So this is a very, very, very oversimplified schema about all the electric energy is produced, transported, and distributed to your home. And as you can see, there is a place that we call a substation, and the main purpose of the substation is to make some monitoring of the electrical energy and some other stuff. And it's currently, and since decades, a lot of hardware devices. And there is a transition of into this substation, into a digital substation, and more digital devices. And for this, we want to implement these virtual devices into virtualization platform. And this is where CPaaS operates. CPaaS is mainly an open source hypervisor and designed for the digital substation. And the main purpose of CPaaS is to hosting virtualization and automation, virtual automation and protection application with real-time constraints. So this is a schema of the main technologies we are using. It's the main technology is all about RT stuff, clustering features, and a lot of virtualization stuff. If you're interested about a more deeper presentation of the CPaaS project, we have already done some presentation in the past few years in the Energy Dev Room. So if you're interested, you can take a look at the past year presentation. So let's go now in the subject, which is about the need of low latency communication in a substation. So to do a little bit of context, in substation, the low latency communication are a priority. Because as you can see, substation, their safety and reliability is critical. And if, for example, during a storm, there is a tree that falls on a electrical power line, the current must be cut off very, very, very quick, or very, very quick. And as the substation is monitoring this electrical power lines, we have a real-time constraint, and the virtualized protection application must react as soon as possible. So to communicate in a substation, there is a standard which is called IEC 61850, which defines a lot of protocols. And one of them is called SV, for Sample Value Protocol. And it's just basically an L2 protocol, which can be identified with a protofield, Ethernet protofield. And it follows a publisher and a subscriber schema. The publisher machine is sending periodically the sample value packets at a fixed pace, which depends on the frequency of your electrical network. And the subscriber receives these packets and then decodes them, and then an application do whatever she wants with the data in this SV. So if we take a look of how does this is in a CPaaS architecture, we have a publisher machine. It sends the SV to a CPaaS hypervisor. And then we have the subscribers, which are virtual machines. And all of them are receiving the same sample values and receive, decode them, etc. So what we need is to ensure we have a very, very low latency communication between the emission of the publisher machine to the subscriber machine. And when I said low, it's the lowest possible. So what I wanted to do is to first make a lab of the transit of this SV from the emission to from the publisher machine to the reception in the subscriber. So as you see here, first the publisher machine is sending the sample value from the network interface. It travels through the network and then it's received at T1 into the hypervisor network interface. And then into the hypervisor, this sample values is transmitted through an open vSwitch bridge to all the virtual machines. And so we have at T2 the reception of sample value inside the network interface of each virtual machine. And finally, inside the subscriber, inside the virtual machine, the sample value is transmitted through from the network interface to a user application, a protection application. So as you see here, we have a lot of latencies that we have identified with T hypervisor, T total, T subscriber. And what we want to know is where the latencies are coming from. And we want to track where exactly there is problems. So for the next examples, I have taken the hypothesis of a perfect publisher machine, which is sending at a perfect pace the sample values. And we will take here the track of the latency inside the hypervisor only. So where the latencies of this SV are coming from, and how can we do that? So the first step to do this is to identify inside the kernel what is the kernel stack which is executed by the kernel when a sample value is received. What our kernel is doing when it receives a packet. So to do this, we use a tool which is called PWAU, which stands for Packets Where Are You? And the main purpose of this tool is to show us every kernel function which have been called when a specific packet we have filtered arrived on the machine. And as you see here, there are three main processes: the NIC IRQ, the Open vSwitch daemon, and finally the QEMU process. And more specially, it's a specific thread of the QEMU process, which is called the BIOS driver, which its main purpose is to send the data to the virtual machines. And what is interesting here is that we have identified an arrival of the sample value on the hypervisor, and finally, a departure of the sample value. And we have a departure, an arrival, a departure, and we want to know how can we measure the latencies between these two points. And so to do this, we use another tool that is called BPF Trust. Maybe you have heard about it because there is a lot of FOSDEM conference talks that talk about it. BPF Trust is a high-level kernel tracer based on eBPF, and the main purpose is that you can you have a script, scripting language, and you can make some custom action based on what kernel tracing points are called. And here, so we are the two tracer, we are two probes we have identified previously, SKB push and consume SKB, which are K probes. So when with BPF trust, when this function are executed, we can execute some custom actions. So for example, we can, in BPF trust script, record a timestamp each time of the SKB push function is called, and record a second timestamp when the consume SKB function is called, and then between these two points, we can measure latency. So the third step is to wrap this BPF trust script into a Python wrapper. And this is where the SV trust tool operates. We develop it with two main features. The one is a live feature. It's what you see on the left. And it allows us to show us in a direct an histogram with the real-time latencies of the transit of our sample values with some statistic about the average maximum latencies achieved, etc. And the second one is a record. In a log file, we record all of the latencies we recorded, and we use it